Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. We may have an abbreviated show today because, as you can tell, I'm a little under the weather, and I'm not sure my voice will be able to hold out too long today. First, I want to tell you about a trial that was held yesterday afternoon in Crittenden Circuit Court. The jury deliberated very briefly before finding Christopher D. Stump, 35, of Marion, guilty of drug trafficking in methamphetamine and being a persistent felony offender. He received a 15-year sentence. You can read more details about that trial in next week's Crittenden Press. Now, if you see a lot of people in pajamas running around town today, it's because it's PJ Day at Crittenden County High School. Yeah, everybody will be wearing their jammies. Starting to see a lot more of that around, all out in public, really. They're celebrating Love Your School Week. And speaking of schools, Crittenden County Board of Education this week amended the school calendar due to some days missed for snow. So what's going to happen now is students will attend classes on February 18th and May 23rd. Previously, February 17th and 18th were designated as non-school days. So now, the 18th, they will be in class. And on February 17th, that will remain as a day off. The last day of school, originally set for May 22nd, has now been bumped up one day, and the kids will get out on May 23rd. Again, that's due to some days they've missed this winter. Now we're going to take a trip over to Sturgis, Kentucky, and visit with a couple of Crittenden County fellas who run Saturn Machine Shop. There's a big article in this week's newspaper about a device they have been building there over the last couple of years. It's pretty interesting. You get a chance to grab your newspaper, check that out. But here's some audio from visiting over there recently.
So I'm here on the floor of Saturn Machine Shop over in Sturgis with a couple of Crittenden County guys who run this outfit over here, and they've got a 500,000-pound piece of equipment that's getting ready to be taken to Pittsburgh that they built here. Jacob May, tell us a little bit about what this device is. It looks like a big locomotive on these tracks.
Yeah, Chris, it kind of is. So it's a giant piece of equipment that's designed to basically reach out and grab this 25,000-pound door, remove it, clean it, prepare the door to go back on and stick it back on, and do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, it's designed very heavy duty and operator friendly.
And your guys here, they design this, engineer it, fabricate it, all the way from the electronics, the hydraulics, the steel, and then you're gonna take this out of here with a big crane and then go pick it up and set it down, right?
Exactly, Chris. So our engineering department designed this piece of equipment that is over 85 foot long and 30 foot tall to be broke down into segmented sections to go on over the road trucks. So it basically unbolts in large pieces. We'll load the trucks and travel it all the way to Clairton, Pennsylvania, where then we'll reassemble it. It should take us about 8 days, and then we'll make a final pick onto the battery with a 500-ton crawler crane. So.
Hey, this is brain science for people who like this kind of stuff. It's really pretty incredible. You can hear in the background, hey, they're rocking and rolling over here at Saturn Machine Shop, and a lot of guys from Crittenden County are coming over here to work. I know you guys do the program at the school. Appreciate all you all do for the community.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
So I had a great time over visiting with those guys. Jacob May, of course, the son of former county judge executive John May. And Jacob played Little League Baseball for me back in the day. He was a pretty fine young pitcher. And Charles Lynch also lives in the county out on the north end towards Sturgis.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
And if you haven't seen this week's Crittenden Press, on the front page is an article about the alcohol sales in the city. Legal alcohol sales only began here in 2019, and the sales are continuing to climb every year. This year, sales at the local establishments that sell liquor by the drink and packaged alcohol was $1.8 million. Now, you can read more about those sales meant $95,000 in taxes for the city of Marion. You can read more about where that money goes in this week's newspaper. Hey, and there's a big event coming up tomorrow out at Marion Crittenden County Park. For those of you who like to run and want to do that to benefit animals, the Mary Hall Rudiman Canine Shelter will be the beneficiary of Crittenden County High School's Beta Club Frosty Paws 5K. Now, it starts at 10 a.m. and you can walk or run in that event.
Livingston Hospital is offering a February special for heart scans during Heart Month. For $75, patients can undergo a 15-minute CT cardiac scoring to evaluate coronary arteries for plaque and other anomalies to determine if they are at risk for heart disease. Call 988-2181 to schedule a heart scan at the discounted February rate of $75. That's Livingston Hospital, 988-2181.
In local obituaries, Larry Curtis Yarbrough, 80 years old, of Salem, passed away Wednesday, January 29th at Baptist Health Paducah. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arrangements. Brianna Renee Driver, a five-month-old of Calvert City, passed away Thursday, January 23rd at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. She's survived by her parents, Albert Walker and Cheyenne Driver. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of those arrangements as well. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local basketball, Crittenden County will host Lyon County tonight. Now, the girls' game tips off at 6 p.m. That'll be a big showdown for both of these teams. They've split in games they've played already this season. Lyon County won the regular season match over there at Edible earlier in December. And then in January, the Lady Rockets beat the Lions at Crittenden County in that All-A Classic Regional Championship that set off their nice run through the state tournament. But these two teams are among the top three in the entire region. Henderson County is ranked number one, Crittenden County is two, and Lyon County is ranked number three. The Lady Rockets are 16-4 on the season, and Lyon County is 16-5. Leading the Lady Rockets this year in scoring is Anna Boone, averaging 13 points a game. Elliot Evans and Jordan Hodge are averaging about 10 a game. Lyon County has a dynamic duo of its own with Piper Cottom leading the way, averaging 20 points. Trinity Taylor and Courtney Collins are right behind her, averaging 14 and 12 points, respectively. Now, if you follow Rocket basketball, you know it's been a tough season, very challenging for the team so far. Winless now in 18 games, and Lyon County is one of the best teams in the region, if not the best team. They've already taken a couple of losses to the Lions this season. And it'll be an uphill battle for the Rockets, but they're getting some good scoring out of some young kids right now. Drake Young is shooting the ball very well, and he's averaging 6 points a game and currently leading the team along with Kobe LaRue, who's also averaging 6.7. Both of them are at 6.7, so really right at 7 points a game. Both those guys are three-point shooters and do a good job. So come out to Rocket Arena tonight and support your local high school basketball teams. Mark your calendars now. 1 week from tonight will be the annual homecoming basketball doubleheader with the Rockets and Lady Rockets taking on Dawson Springs. It will also be the induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame, and there will be two individuals inducted. We'll bring you more information about that as we get closer. Your Kentucky Wildcats will be in action tomorrow night, 8 p.m., playing at Rupp Arena, hosting Coach Cal and the Arkansas Razorbacks. That'll be a fun one to watch. And don't forget, the Super Bowl is not this weekend, folks. It's a week from Sunday. Kansas City takes on the Eagles at the Superdome, and that will be, again, 1 week from Sunday on February 9th. That's all I've got this morning. Hope you have a great day. Be careful out there. There's a lot of rain. Several inches of rainfall has fallen over the last day or so. So be careful and do not ever drive through standing water on a highway. There's a few places in the county that typically flood. It's very dangerous and can be deadly. So be safe. Enjoy your weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.